Ladies and gentlemen, notes from your soldier's notebook. Major General Russell B. Reynolds, commanding general of the Sixth Service Command, presents a series of programs for you about your soldiers, at home and abroad, on the ground and in the air, in every general hospital. Here are their innermost thoughts. Today, our notebook brings us a thrilling page from the life of Lieutenant Sidney A. White, two songs from Corporal Buddy Clark, former star from screen and radio, and the beautiful music of the 344th Army Service Forces Band, under the direction of Sergeant Carmandello. And here they are, playing their beautiful medley arrangement of East of the Sun, West of the Moon, and Out of Nowhere. Thank you, Carmen and the boys. Say, Buddy, what is your first song going to be for today?
Well, Boris, here's one I'll nominate for the hit parade. I hope you like it. It's Since You Went Away.
Are you wondering, do I love you? I think of you when you're gone. Oh, my darling, each memory of you is a reason to carry on. Since you went away, I live from day to day and dream about tomorrow, tomorrow with you. Since you said goodbye, the hours that once would fly go creeping by my pillow. The night is never through. But if tomorrow should be sad or never come at all, those precious thrilling days that we shared will still be mine to recall. Since you went away, what can I do but pray that I will spend tomorrow with you. Never come at all. Those precious, thrilling days that we shared will still be mine to recall. Since you went away, what can I do but pray that I will spend tomorrow.
Thrilling war story today is about Lieutenant Sidney A. White, a bombardier on a flying fortress who was shot down over the Kiel Naval Base in May of 1943 and who spent 16 months as a prisoner of war in Germany. And here today to tell his own story is Lieutenant White. Would you mind starting off by telling us what happened on that fateful day in May, Lieutenant?
Well, Sergeant Applin, nothing much happened until we reached our target. We'd been flying in formation and our ship in the mood was going in for the bomb run when flak began to burst all around us. Well, we dropped our bombs, but flak hit our ship in several places and slowed down our speed. Then a swarm of enemy fighter planes appeared. For the next 20 minutes, we were in a shower of bullets. We fought back until our bullet and flak-riddled ship began to get out of control, and we got the order to bail out. My left shoulder was smashed when the fort swung into a spin, but I managed to jump and pull the cord to open the chute. When it opened, it broke my right leg. My other leg was fractured when I hit the water. I had my Mae West life jacket on, but it was no match for the water-soaked chute, which, along with a strong undertow, kept dragging me down. I tried to loosen the chute, but my left arm was numb and I was helpless. I was in the water about half an hour, during which time I went under and fought my way up about 20 times. I was completely exhausted and going down for what I thought would be the last time, when I felt a sudden tug on my shoulders. I looked up and saw a pair of arms pulling me into a launch. The boat belonged to the German Navy. I saw 7 crew members and 2 passengers aboard. Then, to my great delight, I recognized the passengers as the pilot and navigator of our plane. They were both unhurt.
What happened then?
I started to speak to our pilot, but one of the Germans put a finger to his lips, cautioning me to remain silent. They took us to Kiel and to a dispensary, where I received first aid and had splints applied to my fractured limbs. From there, I was moved to a prison hospital at Schleswig, some 30 miles away. There, my fractures were set, and I was placed in a ward with some other patients who were brought in that day.
Well, what happened to your pilot and navigator, Lieutenant?
They were taken directly to a prison camp.
Leaving you sort of alone, eh?
Well, not exactly. You see, 5 other American flyers were in the ward with me. I stayed there 3 weeks, and then was moved to another hospital in the vicinity of Hamburg. There I had an operation performed on my broken shoulder. The operating surgeon, a prisoner of war like myself, had been a colonel in the Serbian army. He did a marvelous job. I was under ether 2 hours, but he saved my arm.
And where did you go from there, Lieutenant?
I spent 10 weeks there. Then I was transferred to a German Air Force hospital at Wismar, along with 9 other war prisoners. We were treated just like the German patients while waiting for our fractured limbs to heal. 5 months after we arrived at Wismar, we were moved to Stalag Luft 1, a prison camp for captured airmen. I was there until July 19, 1944, when I received the good news that I had been selected as one of the prisoners to be exchanged for Germans held in the United States. We left for Sweden September 10th, and 16 days later arrived in New York aboard the Gripsholm.
Did you go directly to Vaughan General Hospital then, Lieutenant?
No, I stayed 5 days at Halloran General Hospital in New York before coming to Vaughan.
And how do you feel now?
Oh, I'm in perfect shape. All fractures have healed, and I'm ready to return to duty.
And one more thing. How does it feel to be home, Lieutenant?
Well, wonderful, of course. But you know, Sergeant Aplon, there's one thing I've noticed that really frightens me. So many people here at home seem to think this war is practically over. Well, I know darn well that it isn't. And it won't be for a long time if we let down on the home front. Our men overseas are doing a swell job and really forging ahead. But they can't continue to do it without our help. For each victory that is won, the need for more supplies, planes, guns, and ammunition grows greater.
Yes, Lieutenant. The need is very great right at this moment. So, folks, if you are working in an essential war plant, stick to your job. If you aren't, go to the United States Employment Office nearest your home and let them direct you to the war plant that needs your services most. Thank you for being with us today, Lieutenant White, and for the thrilling and interesting story you have told us. You know, we always like to please our guests on this program, Lieutenant, and I can think of no better way than to have Corporal Buddy Clark sing your favorite song.
Well, Buddy, I'd certainly like to hear you sing that old favorite of mine together.
I've been listening to Notes from Your Soldier's Notebook, presented each week at the same time by the Sixth Service Command and this station. Your announcer is Sergeant Forrest Aplon.